It's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni is sunny, 28. Polokwane 32. Pretoria 31 degrees.
Got to tell you, it's really light on the roads today. We've got new roadworks Pretoria side, Atterbury Road westbound, restrictions towards Justice Mohammed Street, and once again, Central Joburg, slow-moving traffic on the M1 southbound towards the Crown Interchange.
Power supply has been restored to Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital after a burnt feeder board at the Ridge substation caused an outage. The Gauteng Health Department confirmed City Power's team restored the power earlier today. The department's Motalale Modiba says the hospital has been running on backup generators since Sunday.
We obviously had to resort to emergency measures, but also scaling down on some of the procedures which had to make way for emergency related type of operations. With the power supply having been restored, the team is working on gradually ensuring that the facility operates at 100%.
Gauteng Police Commissioner Tommy Ntombeni says law enforcement officials are ready to ensure the upcoming elections are safe and all citizens are protected. He was speaking at the signing of the Electoral Code of Conduct in Kempton Park today.
Our main objective will be to ensure that there is a safe and secure environment during the election period by means of prevention, combating, investigation, maintaining public order.
Now, at the same time, the Independent Electoral Commission in Gauteng says preparations for the May 29th polls are at an advanced stage. Provincial electoral officer in the province, Tabo Masemola, told attendees that Gauteng has 6.5 million registered voters. He says it's the highest countrywide.
As we speak today, delivery of electoral materials to the provincial warehouse has commenced, and it will be concluded within reasonable timelines.
In other big news today, the former mayor of Tshwane, Murunwa Makwarela, has died after a brief illness. News of his death was confirmed this morning by the current speaker of the Tshwane Council, Nkedi Tswanana. Makwarela was also the former speaker and councillor.
It is a sad day for the city. It is a sad day for the office of the speaker as well, because he is my predecessor and I continue from where he left. And I'd like to say to the family and the community, the residents of Tshwane, condolences.
Makwarela was granted 10,000 rand bail earlier this month after he appeared in a Pretoria court on charges of fraud. And the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research says that the 2023-2024 El Nino is one of the top five strongest on record. El Nino-related climate is characterized by above-average temperatures and below normal rainfall during the November-April season. I'm Chanel September, more news at 4.
And if you can't wait until then, jackarandfm.com, hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Cause I'm good. You know.